Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 13th of December. The prepper tip of the day is to inventory, clean, lubricate, and sharpen all your tools. You'll be very glad you did that. And we do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. If you want to sign up for some training, order a custom rifle, some tactical equipment, that number is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, it's good to have you with us. The events of the day continue to move forward. The day after tomorrow, December 15th, 2021, is the deadline for active duty Army to get the clot shot or face career-ending reprisals from the U.S. Army. The date for the National Guard is in June, 6 months away. We're already seeing a decrease in the readiness of our armed forces because of the clot shot, causing highly trained men and women to resign, causing injuries and deaths that were unnecessary because of the clot shot. And of course, our avowed enemies, the Russians and Chinese, they are very diligent students of General Sun Tzu, who would advocate striking when we're at our weakest. And we're quickly approaching being at our weakest, aren't they? Aren't we, sir?
Well, I think we've never been weaker in the last 100 years. When you look at the way they've tried to purge conservatives from the military and from the medical industry, and they're not getting away with this. They're losing in the courts, and they're losing every single case in the courts. The problem with the military is that they have a history of being able to force soldiers to inject themselves with various things. And I think it's high time the American people demand that we stop using our military men and women as guinea pigs. And the clot shot would be a great place to change that, turn that whole thing around.
It would be. It would be. Yeah, question or comment? This is Firearms Monday. Our call in number is 512-248-8252. I was having lunch with a gentleman yesterday, and I did an illustration on a paper napkin of my 100-yard target, which is a square 1/2 inch by 1/2 inch. He looked at me, and as serious as could be, John, you can hit this? And I said, well, yeah, depending on wind conditions, I can pretty much hit it every time, depending on wind conditions and if I got a spotter or not. But, yeah, that's my target. And none of my buddies want to shoot at it with me. They just refuse. And he was shocked that a human being could do such a thing. But 3 years ago, I couldn't do that. And thanks to the training and education I received at Freedom Center USA in the precision rifle classes, I now am able to do that with regularity. And I went on to tell him how I can now shoot a 12-inch steel plate at 1,000 yards with regularity, and I'm aiming towards the 4-inch steel plate at 1,000 yards. I'm not quite there yet. My most recent upgrades to my precision rifle will add to that, along with some more trigger time, and of course, having a good spotter. It all works together. As I told my friend yesterday at dinner, it's a combination of high-quality equipment and training. Isn't it, sir?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's a system. You know, when you're trying to shoot something 12 inches or smaller at 1,000 yards, your bullets have to be made almost perfectly. Your cartridge cases have to be almost the same weight. The neck tension has to be the same. The powder has to be spectacular quality. The primers have to be almost perfect. You have to make almost a perfect wind call. You've got to hold the rifle so that you reproduce barrel harmonics. There's just a whole bunch of things that go in the mix. You've got to have a barrel that's stress relieved so it's pointing in the same place, whether it's cool, warm, or hot. There's a lot of things got to come together to make that happen, and it's a lot of fun. It's quite the challenge, but it's a very rewarding thing to accomplish.
It is, and prior to my training at Freedom Center and upgrading my equipment, I only thought the men that could do that were shooting 20-pound bench rest rifles with a half-pound trigger and heavily sandbagged. It didn't occur to me that a handheld weapon system without all that specialized equipment could even do such a thing. But it turns out it is... A man or a woman that has reasonable hand-eye coordination, takes time to train properly, will put a little bit of money into getting good quality equipment, good quality ammunition. It is achievable by most men and women under the right circumstances, isn't it, sir?
Oh, it absolutely is doable. And it's just a matter of putting together the right type of optics, the right type of rifle, the right type of ammunition, and then being taught how to hold the gun properly and what to do with your optics. It's eminently doable. It takes us about 2 days generally to get someone up to speed where they're starting to be fairly consistent. And of course, wind reading is the hardest thing you do at long range. And so it's much easier to do in calm wind conditions than it is, 10 to 20 mile an hour switching winds. Then it becomes extremely difficult. But the wind controls a lot of, has a major influence on the percentage of hits you can make at 1,000 yards. If the wind is calm and steady, or steady in one direction, same speed, same direction, you can just about stick bullets in the same hole at 1,000 yards. If it's switching and changing speeds and changing directions, it can be hard to hit a 12-inch plate 65, 70% of the time. You have to be a really good wind reader, and you have to be humble enough to not pull the trigger when you can't read the condition.
Absolutely. Well, Freedom Center, is the training finished for 2021? Is there any more classes left?
We have one more class, John. One more class before Christmas. It's the 18th and the 19th. It's a long-range class. It's full. And so we're not taking any new students, but for that class, it's filled up. I can't believe I filled a class a few days before Christmas, but we did. And
oh, great.
It's a long-range class. It's a 1,000-yard class. So that's my favorite class to teach. I enjoy that more than anything. We've been blessed with really nice weather. We had private training going on all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's just been a busy place this year. The fall has been incredible.
Absolutely. Well, on a segue here, there is a lawsuit where a multimillionaire is attempting to steal Freedom 20 USA. Any updates on what's going on with that, sir?
No, you know, things kind of wind down the second half of December, and the courts are jammed up with, you know, from the COVID delays, and so all the trials have been pushed back, you know, months and months. But we've got a couple of depositions to do, and then we're ready to go to court.
Well, and you'll keep us posted as things move forward. At my website, at thelibertyman.com, we have a panel for people to make donations to the Legal Defense Fund. Competent legal help is expensive. The expenses continue as long as the lawsuit continues. And it's real easy to make a PayPal donation, and there's a address to mail a check or a money order as well. And we, because of this show and our outreach, we've been able to help the Legal Defense Fund tremendously, haven't we, sir?
Oh, it's been an incredible help. It's kept us in this fight. You know, I would not have been able to do this. My business partners and I would not have been able to find the cash to fight this thing. And the help that we've gotten from people all over the world has just made all the difference in the world. Back in June, I think we had paid in about $15,000 into this lawsuit, and we were about $8,000 behind, and now we're right around $2,500 behind the curve. So we've caught up because of the donations, almost $6,000. Now we've got depositions to do, and we've got some trial prep work to do. So that's going to jump up. We've probably got another $25,000 to cover before this lawsuit is over, but you know, before we get out the back end of a trial. But we've paid with donations and with the business partners putting in cash, and from the money we've made trading, we've paid in about $26,000-$27,000 of that legal bill. We expect to be a little over $50,000 when we're finished.
Well, these are achievable goals, and I hope people will consider making a donation to keep this world-class rifle pistol tactical training center in operation, be able to move forward with having the facility become everything it can be, including building the climbing, rappelling shooting tower, which I've been wanting to see for several years.
Yeah, we would have had the tower done this year if we hadn't had the expense of the lawsuit. You know, it's just, it's unfortunate, but, you know, everything worth having, there are challenges involved with. And we have so many supporters from around the country that it's been quite a blessing. You know, and it's been a blessing to this community. I want the people that come and train here. They're spending money in the hotels. They're spending money in the restaurants. I mean, they're helping the city of Lebanon and the small business people here. John, I've had two hotels. The managers have told me that when things shut down because of COVID in the middle of 2020, that if we had not stayed open and been bringing students in from around the country and around the world, that their hotel would have gone out of business. I mean, the Freedom Center literally kept the hotels in Lebanon in business during the worst of the COVID BS.
Well, the Lebanon Chamber of Commerce should make you the man of the year.
I don't know about that, but it's,
well, that bleeds over. You know, it's not just the hotels; it's the restaurants and the gas stations, and that also we're getting business because of you.
Well, mainly the hotels. You know, the restaurants. The health department tried to shut the restaurants down, and there was a big backlash here. And finally, small businessmen called this woman, Chara or whatever her name is, that runs the health department here locally, and they said, "We're going to sue you, and you're going to have to go find a job because we're not going to tolerate this." And they called some of the county council guys and said, "You better rein her in, or you're going to have a problem." And men were threatening to put armed people outside their businesses. And she called the highway patrol and said they need to go over there and arrest these people violating her COVID policies. And to the highway patrol's credit in Missouri, they said, "You know what? We're not your enforcement arm. you're going to need to deal with this in another way because we're not doing that." And it was just a... It was an interesting 3 weeks where everybody got ticked off and everything came to a rub. And, you know, the people won because the people spoke up. They stood up against these little baby tyrants, these little wannabe tyrants, and shut them down. And we kept Lebanon open. We kept Lake of the Ozarks open. We kept these businesses alive and well. And it was tough, you know, but everybody made it through. And now all this information's coming out. I don't know if you saw this document that Pfizer released.
But which one?
They just released a document showing what they knew about the first few months. Okay, so they knew after just a few months that they had 42,000 cases reporting adverse reactions to their vaccine. 160,000 adverse reactions to their shot, okay? And thousands of them were severe, and they knew 1,223 of those jabs were fatal to people. Can you imagine this? Over 25,000 nervous system disorders.
Less than 10 people died from the swine flu vaccine, and they shut the whole thing down nationwide.
I mean, can you even imagine that? And here we are still dealing with these crew. I'm telling you, the next lockdown concerning COVID in this country ought to be Fauci, Cuomo, and a bunch of these other clowns that have been involved in this. I mean, people need to go to jail. You know, the term Nuremberg 2 has been trending on Twitter, and that's not by happenstance.
Not at all. I started bringing up the Nuremberg Code well more than a year ago, and it's been dusted off and polished up, and people are paying attention to the trials that took place in Nuremberg, Germany in 1947-48, where we... conducted criminal prosecutions of the men and women who were involved in heinous crimes, including medical experimentation. And for those who don't know, the Nuremberg Code comes out of those trials. And the code includes the following. It's a violation of international law to use force or coercion to get a man or a woman to accept any medication or medical procedure without informed consent first. Even with informed consent, it's a violation to use force or coercion. So informed consent must be given without the hanging force or coercion over the head of the person. We got a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number and any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Extra discount going right now until Christmas on the EMP Shield devices for your car, your truck, your home, your generator. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. This is Firearms Monday. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. Sam, we got our first caller here. We got Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning. I was looking on Arizona Department of Corrections, and they say they've injected 80% of the inmates. Isn't this, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's medical experimentation, not voluntary. As far as I know, they haven't been informed. But these guards allowing this to happen, aren't they kind of going after that German that's 101 year old for something like similar? Violate, you know, doing a medical experimentation on inmates? You have a comment on that?
Well, the prison guards I've known pretty much do whatever they're told to do. Those decisions are made at a pay grade well above them, probably above the level of the prison administrator. Sam, you got any follow-up on this?
Following orders didn't work in Nuremberg.
Well, I, you know, here's the thing that I think is important for the average citizen to understand, and that is these tyrants can accomplish nothing without men willing to follow orders. You know, I've used a number of derogatory terms towards people that do things I really don't like. But if I call you an order follower, that is the biggest insult I could possibly levy on you. Because order followers, they work for Satan, right? People who say, oh, well, my paycheck and my pension is more important than doing the right thing. There are times in my life as a young man where I just simply packed my office up and quit a job because my bosses expected me to do something that I knew was wrong. Or they ordered me to do something that I refused to do that I knew was wrong. I worked for a chemical company in St. Louis, which shall remain nameless, putting in a manufacturing control system as a young engineer. And I toured this particular warehouse. They had frozen foods in this warehouse. And right next to the frozen foods, they had hazard 3 level chemicals piled up next to frozen dinners. And they wanted me to transfer more material, have the system transfer more of this poisonous material over to this warehouse that was storing food. And I realized at that point, I can't work for these people. Gotta go. But when you think about what they did over in Afghanistan, and none of these people resigned, none of these military folks resigned, they followed orders, and they let out of prison 4,000 Al-Qaeda and radical Taliban, and then they gifted them over $80 billion in weapons. Now, that's a perfect time for a real man to simply resign their position and object publicly. But did anyone do that? No, they followed orders. All of that stuff is going to come back to haunt people. And now people were tracked down and killed, people that weren't evacuated. I mean, the whole thing's a giant mess. And it's not that it affects people's lives in a negative way. No, it leads to the murder of people. The order followers that worked for Hitler, worked for Stalin, you know, worked for Khrushchev, worked for Mao. I mean, these order followers affected the murders of millions and millions of human beings. And so, you know, being an order follower is probably the one thing that will get you sent to Gehenna. And for those of you that don't know what Gehenna is, we translate two words to the English word hell in the English Bible. One of the words we translate to hell is the word Hades. Hades is where people go after they die a physical death. That's when their bodies die. But Christ mentioned another hell that we translate to the word, we translate it to the word hell in English, Gehenna. And Gehenna is the second death, the lake of fire, total destruction. There will be no return from that. And so when you see people following orders that lead to the murder of thousands, if not millions of people, that's Gehenna level stuff. All for a paycheck and pension, all not to make waves. I mean, whatever your reason is, whatever your rationale is. And that's why, you know, people ask me all the time, Sam, why are you so hard on the cops? Are you anti-police? No, I'm not. I'm anti-Gehenna.
All right. Well said, Sam. Scott, anything else?
No, I got some T-shirts made up, said Nuremberg 2022.
All right. Wait. We got a break. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 13th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I'm doing more private consultations than ever, helping people gain the clarity, get the focus, get the information they need to achieve their goals. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Yes, we're still on back orders with the energy cleaners, helping people get their lives back from arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep they've had in decades. We are taking orders, despite the back orders, which continue, and you'll be in line to get yours as soon as possible. Details at my website, where you can place your order using PayPal. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday. Visiting with Sam Andrews. The website for Freedom Center USA is freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. If you want to sign up for a class, there's no class to sign up for at the moment because the new schedule isn't out yet for 2022. Maybe order a custom rifle or some tactical gear. The telephone number will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. We began a new segment about a month ago, focusing on a piece of tactical equipment each week. Which piece of tactical equipment do you want to focus on this week, Sam?
Well, I think at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about rope.
All right.
And what type? We're just going to do a little quick education segment on rope and why you need to know about rope and the different types of rope and what they're used for and why we use certain types of rope for this application and certain types for that application. And then we're going to talk about four knots that everyone needs to know. And they're not the ones that you hear about on the internet or the ones that you read about. They're ones that actually work in the real world.
All right. Well, I look forward to that, and we'll all look forward to that. Well, you've got one more class to wrap up the year, and then all the instructors take a break, and you'll be getting together sometime in the not-too-distant future to decide the training schedule for 2022, won't you, sir?
Yes, and so if we have some people out there that have not taken our basic tactical, our four-day class, we realize that it's difficult to get away for 5 days in a row. But we absolutely require you to be here for 4 days of training so that we can ingrain your trigger discipline, your safety discipline, all of the things that you need to actually take advanced training. And we need 4 days to instill that in you. And then you need to do your dry fire and snap cap work to make sure your skills don't degrade before you come back for the next class. If you have a week next year where you know is more advantageous to you for taking off of work, if you've got a Thursday and Friday and a Saturday and Sunday that you know will work for you, give me a call and I will tell the instructors that this is a preferred date for a basic tactical course, and the chances of getting those dates will go way, way up if we know there are 3 to 4 people interested in that date.
That's good. Well, we establish those dates and we promote them and fill up the classes, don't we, sir?
Yeah, that's and you know, generally if we get 2 or 3 people interested in a particular date, it's pretty easy to fill in, you know, 5 to 7 more students. We don't run a class if we have less than 6, and we don't ever put more than 12 people in a class. So if we have 6, you'll have 2 instructors. If we have 12, there will be 4 instructors there. Our instructor to student ratio is far beyond any other training facility in the United States. And you just can't do better from an instructor-to-student ratio unless you buy private lessons, which, by the way, we had several people do this past week. We were training private students all week long and also this past weekend. So, I mean, that's always a possibility as well. That's a much more expensive way to get the same proficiency level. Some people find themselves distracted by other students. Some people don't want to be in a class, in a large class, or even a medium-sized class, and so they decide they have the financial resources. They just say, hey, I want private training for me and my wife. We do that all the time. And that's how we fill in and in between the dates where we're running classes is with private training. So if you want private instruction and you have the cash resources and you prefer that over a class, just call me on a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, and we'll get you scheduled. But our regular class schedule we'll probably put together in middle to late February, and we'll publish that online at freedomcentertraining.com. We're also going to be working this winter on adding more educational videos to freedomcentertraining.com. Right now we have 2 videos up, one on how to properly clean your rifle, and the other one is on the physical requirement necessary to be placed into an advanced 1 training course.
And that's serious stuff. It's not any lightweight stuff. This physical requirements is something that is not optional, is it?
Well, the first series of classes, the basic pistol course, the enhanced pistol course, the basic tactical rifle course, the enhanced urban vehicle tactical course, those courses are designed so that anyone can take those courses. We want everyone trained up to that level. There's no physical requirement. We go at the students' paces. You know, if you're in a wheelchair, you're fine. You can take the class, right? It's not you're not required to move at a particular pace or do any particular physically taxing things. Now, once you get through that series of classes, we go to the advanced one level. And to be in that level, that's where we have to have a physical fitness requirement, because it's contingent to safety. You're learning how to shoot, move, and communicate with weapons in a group of people. And that's the advanced one. A large portion of that course is bounding. So you're constantly moving. You're constantly getting on and off the ground. You constantly have people to the left, right, in front of you, or back of you. And your safety discipline has to be perfect, and your physical fitness has to be at a level where you're not going to get fatigued and become a danger to yourself or a danger to someone else.
Well, that's very wise in the way these things are set up, and people can review these classes online with confidence, knowing that at the entry level, they don't have to be in great physical condition, just average physical conditions, okay. I'm just curious, have there been any wheelchair-bound students, sir?
Oh, sure. Sure. We've had people that were in serious car accidents. We've had people that haven't had use of their legs from birth. We've had, a number of people that have physical issues, and it's not really a problem for us. We can hold class downstairs. We can get people up and downstairs if they need a little help. It's really not a big deal. Nice weather, we hold class outside. You know, like with our private students this weekend, I think Brandon, they were really motivated, younger, strong men, and Brandon just held lunch right there on the range, 20 minutes for lunch, and they went back to work. You know, so depending on what the class wants, you know, we have a lot of flexibility. But we do train to a standard. We don't train to a time hack. So, a lot of people will come in the morning and, generally city folks, and they'll be like, what time does the class end today? Of course, our instructors chuckle and we look at them and say, well, I don't know. That's up to you. At what point are you going to master the course material for today? Will that be 5 o'clock this evening? Will that be 7 o'clock this evening? Or will we be here at 10 p.m. tonight? And then they get this horrified look in their eye like, oh, my God, what have I done? Why am I here? It's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny. And for me, the time went rather rapidly. I was watching the other students watch all the coaching that took place and incorporate the coaching that they're receiving as if I was being coached privately myself, as to all the little nuances of these skills that are necessary. And there's lots of nuances, aren't there?
Yeah, there's so many things to know that make operating weapons quickly and accurately so much easier. And they're not intuitive things. They're sort of, the opposite of what you would think sometimes. And so when you have a professional show you how it works and why it works that way, all of a sudden you shoot the gun and you're not off balance. You're not uncomfortable. The gun didn't move you around. You controlled the recoil properly. The sights are right back on target immediately. And like the light bulb comes on in your brain and you go, oh, wow, that's why you get in this position to shoot. And it's a great thing to see the light bulb come on in people's brains when they feel that success and they realize that they really can do it. You know, it's pretty remarkable. You know, we get some men come in that are pretty confident. Some of the current Army guys, current Marine Corps guys, you know, they're pretty cocky when it comes to handling weapons, and they get humbled pretty quick. You know, we start in our basic classes with the fundamental safety lecture and all of those things, but the class progresses very rapidly, and all of these supposed experts with firearms in their own minds, by 2 o'clock in the afternoon of the first day, they're wondering if they can keep up with the woman next to them that's been listening and paying attention and not being arrogant. So it's a remarkable thing to watch people go through the process.
It is. And you've been doing this long enough to be able to categorize all these different types of students relatively quickly, can't you, sir?
John, I've been training people with firearms for almost 38 years. Can you imagine that?
Well, I can. I certainly can imagine that. And being the age I am, I have a great appreciation for that period of time. There was some discussion about adding new classes this coming calendar year. Tell us about those.
Well, if we can get the tower built, of course, we're going to be adding some shooting off rappel and operating in a vertical environment. We'll add a couple courses there. We're definitely going to add a first aid class. And this will be more around dealing with bullet wounds than a traditional first aid class. There's some new technology out there that helps you deal with junction bleeds and that. It won't be just how do we put on a tourniquet, right? So for people that haven't had a first aid class, if you're bleeding from what we call an extremity, an arm or a leg, often a tourniquet is the way to go. It's part of the process in solving that particular issue and getting someone to a hospital, not having them bleed out before you can get them professional help in a surgery environment. And then there's the type of bleeds that happen in the chest, the torso, what we call junction bleeds, like something that's up at the top where your arm connects to your body or where your leg connects to your body, where a tourniquet will be of no use at all. And these junction bleeds can be some of the most dangerous things to happen. And we have some new techniques, and our SF guys are just masters at dealing with this stuff. They're on the leading edge. And so we'll probably bring in an Air Force /PJ/SF /now promoted to a certain level of doctor. His training is just extraordinary. We'll bring this guy in and have him explain some of this technology and teach you how to use these techniques, because they're life-saving techniques that are worth knowing.
Well, I hope people will sign up. These skills in a crisis would be literally a matter of life and death to have those skills, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And having the right tools, too. You know, just about anybody with a functioning brain can improvise a tourniquet. But when you get into the junction bleed area, you get into some of these other areas of the body outside of the extremities, it can be a real problem if you don't have the right tools and the right techniques. It can be very simply a matter of life and death, just as you say.
Well, I hope people will pay heed, and I'm looking forward to being down at Freedom Center USA this coming year to participate in classes myself. And we have had a lot of listeners from our radio show we do here every Monday that have signed up for classes. And one of your goals is to teach teachers who go back to their communities and teach others these skills, isn't it, sir?
Absolutely. You know, we're trying to be a force multiplier for freedom. It's that simple. And, you know, our mission is to transfer the skills that are necessary to preserve freedom in the United States. And we'll train law enforcement, military, civilians, you name it. Everybody has a right to this knowledge. you know, unfortunately, there's a long-standing belief in the military culture and in the law enforcement culture that we don't want civilians knowing tactics and techniques with weapons. You know, well, wrong, guys. If you feel that way, you're just an ass, right? And the truth is, everyone has a right to know how to defend their life. Everyone has a right to know the proper firearms techniques, tactics, procedures, what we call TTPs. Everybody has a right to know that stuff. Now, does everyone have the right to know about our nuclear engines that power our subs and our aircraft carriers? No. That's compartmented. That's a Department of Defense national issue, but that's different. Everybody has a right to know how to defend themselves.
Hold on. We got a break. Hold on. Five.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Sam, let's continue, sir. Hello, Sam. Sam, let's continue.
Okay, where were we at, John? Pick me up here.
Well, we were talking about the different types of students that show up and how you've been teaching for 39 years and how you evaluate within minutes. I recall the first 5 minutes after arriving at my basic training outfit, we were unloading the truck. The drill instructors were there. They picked out the mama's boy in about 30 seconds and had that young man. They had him crying crocodile tears within 30 seconds. These guys were good at identifying one man from another. They certainly were. And you have that ability.
Yeah, go ahead. People tell you who they are. And when you've had the kind of training that I've had in psychology training and that kind of thing, it's a pretty simple thing to observe someone. My wife just absolutely freaks out because I'll look at someone in a restaurant or in the airport and I'll say, oh, that guy right there, he's a reporter for a major news media. And she'll be like, you don't know that. You can't tell that. I said, yeah, I can. One day we were headed to Florida. This was right after the Ferguson debacle. And I was like, I got to get out of this town for a couple of weeks and go clear my head on a beach somewhere. So we went to see some friends that lived in Florida on Treasure Island. And we're standing in the airport in line to get checked in. And I looked at this guy that was in front of us in line a few places up, and he just smacked of a liberal reporter, just his clothes, everything. And I said, well, there's a reporter for a major news outlet. And she goes, you can't tell that. There's nothing. He doesn't have a badge or anything, a hat or anything to tell you who he works for. I said, that's a reporter. So you know how you wind back and forth in the ribbons or the turns, long lines? Well, right. This guy was ahead of us, and he came around, and we were facing one way, and he was coming back the other direction ahead of us. And when we got face to face, I said, hey, what news story are you working on this week? He goes, oh, I've been up here reporting on Ferguson for the last month, and now I'm headed to Georgia. There's going to be a big protest in Atlanta this week. I said, really? Who do you work for? He goes, oh, I work for PBS. And my wife looked at me like I was an alien. She's like,
for those who don't know, your wife is a psychological professional.
Yeah, she's a psychologist. She does the therapy thing with people full time. And you know, one day she used to run a drug rehab over a decade ago. Oh, we're on a break.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultation. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.